What up, bitches? I'm back. No, I'm just kidding. Y'all not bitches, but what up? This podcast, we're going to be talking about, shit, I guess. So get ready. All right, what up, everybody? Back to this podcast. So, I've been having some fun fucking days off. I got to spend time with my girl, hung out. Much love to her. I appreciate her life. She's the best. She's actually the best I've ever been with. But so the other day, chilling, you know, I was home Wednesday night. I was home, and I'm sitting there, and my friend hits me up. He's like, "Hey, yo, bro." I was like, "Yo, what's good? What's up?" He goes, he's like, "I asked you a question." I was like, "Yeah, what's the question?" He's gonna say, this I can't make up. Like, this is some stupid shit. He goes, he goes, if I had two fish in a fish tank, would they be considered fishes or just fish? What? I was like, hold, TV's on the fuck out. Did you just ask if you have two fishes and you put them in a fish tank, are they called fishes? Oh, motherfucker, they're more than one fish, so of course it's, I have fish, not I have fishes. That sounds retarded. And then on top of the best part of this, hold on, this is the best part. So for many of you that don't know and the ones that might know, I tend to smoke from time to time. It is true. So he was rolling up, and you know, and I know a lot of people that listen to this podcast, for the most part, smoke. So y'all have your little high moments. And we're sitting there the other day, and we're passing around, and he was holding the blunt for like the longest time. I looked at this motherfucker, I was like, "Hey yo, Keith Chief, pass that shit. What the fuck's wrong with you?" And he's over here like, "Bro, I didn't know I was holding the blunt. I was thinking about my goldfish inside my fish tank." I was like, "Yo, this motherfucking the fish." I was like, how are you, like, why are you still on the goldfish inside a fucking tank? Like, I swear to God, these people are dumb that I'm friends with. Like, I can't. Man, I could take this shit back to when we used to work at Burger King.
Yo, facts.
On some real shit, and I'm pretty sure I'm not gonna name drop anybody because I'm not that type of person. But, yo, like, I thought my friends from outside of BK were stupid, but looking back on some of the conversations and, like, even talks to people at work, they some fucking idiots, bro. Like, how is it? I mean, I might as well just open up about with this shit, too. We already going on to 3 minutes with this part of the podcast. So why is it? I've been at, you know, I was working for BK almost, like, about 10, 11 years now. I left.
I was there for 10 years, you were there for 11.
Alright, yeah, so I was there for 11, he was there for 10 years. That's my other co-host. As of right now, he really can't get to anything due to the fact that he don't have a phone. Just, I'm throwing that out there too, so.
Yeah,
he broke his phone, that's all y'all need to know. But getting back to the BK situation, so I was there for a good minute, and I had to train somebody. Get a load of this one. When you make a Whopper, it's, you know, mayo, lettuce, tomato, pickles, onions, and ketchup. I had to repeat this to this dude at least 4 fucking times. And at one time, he literally just put the patty, 2 tomatoes, ketchup, and mustard. And fucking mustard on a fucking Whopper, bro. Like, how fucking numb are you? And then on top of it all, To be asked questions too, like, he was there for, I want to say he was going like 6 months, the kid was there, and he was doing good in the beginning, and he just kept asking these stupid ass questions, and at one point he asked me, what did he ask me, oh, he's like, if I put the bacon inside the oil, will that be crispy enough? I was like, why the fuck would you think about that for a second. Why are you putting bacon inside the oil when we have a whole microwave? I mean, all right, the microwave made it rubbery, but, like, it's better than, like, burning the shit out of your hand. So that happened. Some of the some of the fucking customers. Like, I'm sorry, but again, I'm no disrespect to any of y'all that order fast food or whatever, because I usually get like this. Had a resident. Talk about a resident when I'm talking about Burger King. I had a customer come through drive-thru. I answered, like, you know, welcome to Burger King, how can we help you? And the first fucking question this person asked me, can I get a McFlurry? Motherfucker, this is not McDonald's. This is Burger King, home of the fucking Whopper. I was like, nah, we don't have McFlurries here. He's like, all right, can I get what's the thing that Wendy's carries? A Frosty. Can I get a Frosty? I'm like, bro, this is Burger King, not Wendy's. Oh, so what do y'all have? Everything but what you just asked for. And then he's like, oh, can I get 40 nuggets? I was like, I'm out of nuggets at the moment, because we were out of nuggets at that time. I was like, I'm sorry, we're out. He's like, oh, y'all always out of something. Y'all don't got McFlurries, you don't got... First the fuck off, my guy. I will smack the living shit out of you. You're at Burger King. You ordered a fucking McFlurry.
And then people order Big Macs.
I mean, that's kind of... To a degree, that's okay, because, like... It's a big sandwich. It's a big sandwich, just like the Whopper, so that's reasonable, but a fucking McFlurry... Or a fucking... What was the... a McFlurry or a Frosty? Like, half the time, the damn ice cream machine and shake machine barely even worked. Like, the fuck... You know how funny it'd be to turn people down? Like, I don't care. I used to be an asshole. I used to turn people down all the time. Like, hey, can I get ice cream? Yeah, I'm sorry, bro. My ice cream machine's down. I mean, unless you were a female and you was cute... Maybe, but that depends on what you ordered. Like, if you ordered, like, you know, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, and then asked for that, I would give it to you. But, like, 9 times out of 10, that never happened. I would deny all that. I would dub everything. What else? There's so much we could talk about just from Burger King alone right now. I could literally make this whole segment... almost an hour long, which I mean, I can't, but I could, because I gotta go do some shit soon, but,
Yeah, the question is, did I ask a lot of stupid questions when you were first training me?
Honestly, I don't think you did, personally. Again, I don't remember if you asked stupid questions, but it was like, no, because it was like the newer people, because after you got trained, you did ask, like, hey, how does this go again, or hey, what does this do? That was it, but I'm talking about, like, the newer, like, when I was there before. Before I left.
Oh, yeah.
Before I left. The newer people, bro, it was like training a fucking wall. Like, look, people, I'm not trying to sound like a dickhead. I'm not like that. It is not hard to make a sandwich. It's really not. It's not hard to make a sandwich. Bro, I trained someone on, what was the specialty board?
Yeah.
And you know how, like, the fish that we make would be tartar sauce, yeah, lettuce...
And
pickles for the Alaskan fish. Do you know, I actually had someone, can't even make this one up, ask me if we had a bun steamer, because, like, you know how McDonald's is? They have, like, the tartar sauce, the cheese,
yeah,
and the patty. That's what that person thought we had. I was like, oh, no, we don't do that here. And you know, he quit. I swear to God, he quit. After that question, I was like, yeah, bro, we don't do it like that. We put it through the toaster, then tartar sauce, then lettuce, or... No, lettuce? Yeah, lettuce and then pickles. I almost fucking lost it there. And he was like, oh, that's stupid. And then he quit that same fucking day. He walked off. He's like, oh, we'll take a break. And I was like, oh, how old are you? Because, like, anything beyond 18, you don't really need a break because you're not here for that long. And he's like, oh, I'm only 17. I was like, oh, okay, cool. I didn't care. I'm not the boss, so do whatever the fuck you want. He he punched out. He sat down. I opened the door. I was like, when you coming back? And he just looked at me. He's like, I'm not coming back. I was like, all right, cool. Nice working with you. High five. Literally, that's how it went.
Do you remember the kid's name?
Nah, but he was a cool kid. Like, I don't know if he was just being dumb because it was work, but he was a cool-ass kid. I fucked with him. I forget his name.
I wish he didn't have to go, though, at the same time.
Same.
There's so many good memories.
Bro, what? I remember... Who was it? I forget the manager. Like I said, I'm not dropping no names. It's not polite.
Okay.
I was working at, again, at Burger King. And,
mind you, these are all Burger King memories of me and him.
Yeah, pretty much. The only one that wasn't a Burger King memory is my boy talking about a fucking goldfish. Or fishes. Like a fucking retard. Yeah. But, what the fuck was it? Oh, one time I was closing when I was working at BK, or Burger King, sorry. I took someone's order, they wanted a shake, so, you know, I was like, yeah, cool, we got you with the shake. This is before, like, I started dubbing everybody's shakes and shit. And, you remember Big Boss? Like,
yeah.
Okay, so he was by the window with me, and I was just learning drive-thru. This is when I was starting to get comfortable doing drive-thru. Yeah. And these idiots spent $27 on, like, four milkshakes. Like, they got the big-ass milkshakes.
We used to have the small, medium, and large.
Yes. Bro, shit you not. I wish I fucking recorded it on camera. They literally threw the fucking milkshakes inside the store and almost hit me. I got tight. So I took whatever was left of that milkshake and I flung it out the fucking window. Bro, it landed squarely on the back of their fucking windshield. I was like, the back windshield landed squarely on back of it, and I was like, yeah, that's what you get, bitch. Funny shit, we're like, yo, some people be vile as fuck spinning on the.
They were so aggressive, they would like come in there and try to act like they
got. Yeah. Yeah, they were, yo, I'm telling you, BK got some. I mean, we got some good memories, but we got some funny ass memories, bro. Like, yo, bro, them fucking customers. I don't know, man. I don't know if they thought they were top dog or whatnot, but y'all walked into my store with your fucked up attitude.
Yeah, you can get the fuck out.
Nah, you know what I did one time? Some guy came into the store, and I knew him, too. He was a really nice dude. He was humble as hell, but I guess he was having a bad day. And he had a really bad attitude problem. And so I was like, what's up, bro? You know, I tried dabbing him up. And he kind of, like, left me there. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Fist bump to myself. Awesome sauce. And he's like, can I get a triple whopper plain? I was like, yeah, that's fine. And then he said something else. And I was like, oh, is that it, bro? He's like, nah. He's like, where's your manager? I was like, in the office. Why? What happened? And he was like, oh, I just want to speak to him. I was like, all right. Called the manager out. He going to sit there and pound, bro.
Hey, Doug, how you doing?
What's up?
I'm good. Look, how's your Friday going?
Friday.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, he pounded on the table, bro. Like, on the counter side.
Yeah.
He, bah, real hard on the counter. I was like, what's going on here? And he was like, oh, y'all always mess up my order. I was like, bro, you just came in and you just ordered. Like, you ordered this one time. One time you ordered it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you just dropped the name on the podcast. But,
I'm pretty sure you can, like, edit that
out. I'm just gonna look up. Look, all my shit is just being free right now.
Yeah, I know.
But, that was some funny shit. To this day, bro, I see him down on what is that, South Fourth? I see him walking around, and he still got fucked up attitude. But, man, like I said, we could go on for days for this shit, but I'm going to cut this right here because I think this might be almost like 40 minutes long for just a podcast. I still got to put my advertisement to get paid. Yo, download it. Enjoy this shit. Follow me on Instagram. Again, follow us on YouTube. It's E&J Investigations. I almost said E&J Security. I don't know why the fuck I said that. But definitely follow us. And I'll hit y'all up with another episode of the podcast in about like 2-3 days. We'll see. Take it easy. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. It's been a minute, kind of, sort of. I mean, I posted one up before, but whatever. So in the last podcast, I did talk about Hana videos coming soon, so that'll be fun. But this is more about what went down on my days off with a group of friends that I'm cool with. So, yeah, we're going to get into this one. So before we get into what my friend said or whatever, just know wherever you guys are at, whether it's United States, it's, you know, a different country, whatever the case may be, we do have haunted videos coming soon. They'll probably most likely be dropping probably around October-ish for Halloween. Like, you know, in the beginning of October, I think we're going to do, like, every weekend we'll make a video and drop the video, like, the week after, like, that Monday we'll drop it. What else? I do have to say, though, and I'm praying that this happens, come September 28th, like, the week of September 28th, that weekend beforehand, excuse me, I'm going to try to book the most haunted room in the Hotel Bethlehem in Bethlehem, PA, and stay the whole night. I might do a Friday into Saturday, investigate that with my friend and my girlfriend, investigate that and hopefully capture some evidence and get up on YouTube. But that's coming up soon, I hope. But I do plan on making some videos prior to that. Like, I'm definitely going to hit the cemetery. I'm going to be buying a Ouija board, buying a camera, and a voice recorder. I may or may not, depending on how I feel, might buy the dowsing rods. We'll see how that goes. So if you already see some people get scared shitless, enjoy that, because I have a feeling I got a few people that are going to get scared shitless. Yeah, we'll see.
No, if it was Frank, homie, you'd probably be scared shitless like a little girl.
Yeah, that's true. If Frank did come, he'd probably get scared like shitless.
Like, you're a fucking punk-ass little
bitch. Yeah, that's true. But make sure you guys go follow the YouTube channel account. It's ENJ Investigations. Also, I got Instagram. If you want to come follow me on Instagram, it's Dewey_90, I believe. Some show that you can follow me up on that. I haven't really been posting anything on Instagram as much, but you know, go ahead and like all my pictures, whatever the case may be, and we can do some type of interaction like that. If you guys are liking these podcasts, maybe in a few, I don't know what, maybe a few months from now, we might take our podcasting to, like, actual sitting there across from each other with microphones through YouTube and do it that way as well. Make some side money on that. Just, you know, just have fun. So, I mean, that's part of it. Like I said, the beginning of this is basically just letting y'all know we had the haunted videos coming up soon. I've also had some experiences prior to us doing this shit, but that would be a horse of a different color. So we'll get into that later, probably next podcast. The name of this podcast was supposed to be He Said What. So I'm gonna leave it here for a second. I'm gonna go take a quick little break. I'm gonna come back, and I'm gonna let you know what happened on my days off. So I'll see y'all in a few.